USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump issued an executive order Friday ordering the federal prosecution of protesters who damaged federal monuments. At the same time, limiting federal funding to local governments that are believed to not be protecting those monuments. The order comes as protests across the country against racial inequality have targeted the statues of Confederate leaders, among others. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the state's obligation now is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A bill to make the District of Columbia a state passed along party lines in the House of Representatives. The bill would allow for the admission of Washington Douglas Commonwealth, named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who spent 17 years of his life in the District of Columbia. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it is expected to go nowhere. As the NBA prepares to restart their season, a number of players are being found positive for the coronavirus.
The NBA and the Players Association said 16 players tested positive for the coronavirus in the first wave of mandatory tests done in preparation for the restart of the season. Those 16 players were part of a pool of 302 tested. That's a rate of 5.3% of positive tests league-wide. Any player who tested positive will remain in self-isolation until he satisfies public health protocols for discontinuing isolation and has been cleared by a physician. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The social media network Facebook said it will remove posts that incite violence or attempt to suppress voting, even from political leaders. The company gave in to public pressure, pressure from its own employees, and an emerging advertiser boycott. Facebook had a long-standing refusal to more aggressively address hate speech and other platform violations from politicians. Airlines aren't messing around when it comes to wearing masks on flights, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
Air travelers who refuse to wear face masks on planes to protect passengers and crew from COVID-19 are not only being stopped from flying now, but may also be banned from flying commercially in the future. Delta's CEO saying customers who choose to not comply with this or any other safety requirement risk losing their future flight privileges. Last week, American Airlines blocked a traveler from flying into New York after he refused to wear a mask.
A federal judge in New York has blocked Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio from enforcing some of the coronavirus restrictions they issued. The judge ruled the governor and the mayor can't encourage people to take to the streets to protest racial inequality while restricting outdoor religious gatherings. The suit was brought by Catholic priests from upstate and Orthodox Jewish leaders in the city. The Daytime Emmy Awards took place. It was reconfigured due to COVID concerns. The big winners included The View, Alex Trebek, Kelly Clarkson, Ellen DeGeneres, and The Young and the Restless. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.